I'm speaking to Lieutenant Bob Jackson, who's been down at a ceremony for the firefighters of 54th Engine Fall Ladder. And, Bob, could you describe what that's been like this morning?
Very somber. It's our 10th anniversary. We do a ceremony here at the firehouse, Engine 54 Ladder 4 and Battalion 9. And we lost 15 members here. And so between them, they had 28 children. And it's actually pretty nice to see all the children now. You know, they're nine plus. And one wasn't even born on September 11th, Jose Guadalupe's son. So it's nice to see everybody, but it's also, you reflect back. And the tragedy of it, you know, very somber, very emotional. The ceremony we do here, I think it's very good. The families seem to enjoy it. It's private. It's ours. You know, it's open to the public, but it's, you know, a pretty nice private ceremony. Mm. And, so again, the mood is very somber. You know, people are reflecting, you know, on what happened 10 years ago, how terrible it was.
And do you think it's important that it is there instead of at the Ground Zero Memorial? Because there's been some controversy about certain families not being invited down there, hasn't there?
For 10 years, I haven't gone there. We'll go tonight. There's a little secret at night at sundown. The bagpipers play behind 10 and 10, and it's pretty nice there. You know, it's just, it's open to the public and everybody shows up. But I usually don't go to the Trade Center on the 11th, you know, for the ceremony, because with the 15 families from here, the 15 guys, quite a few of those people want to be here. So this is where, you know, all the guys would do work and pitch in and help. So there probably is controversy, but not for me. You know, I'm really not concerned. I'll get down to see the memorial when, you know, the time comes in a few weeks. I'll get down there. But, you know, today, you know, to me, I'm looking right now at, you know, one of the widows sitting across talking to somebody, and, you know, she looks happy. So to me, this is the spot right here in Midtown.
And how much does it mean to the families when you gather on days like today, and obviously with the extra importance of today being 10 years on?
It looks, you know, to me, their reaction, and, you know, this looks on their face, how happy they are. You know, there's the crying, there's a lot of crying, but there's a lot of hugging, kissing, a lot of catching up. I see everybody swapping cell phone numbers now. Everybody's, you know, got their electronic device out, you know, doing things, taking messages or putting up emails and stuff. So, you know, it looks like a lot of people get in touch with each other this way, and hopefully they stay in touch. So, you know, for them, you can see it's a relief to come here. It's something, you know, it's the place to be, and they're not afraid. They came, you know, we're pretty tough crowd, the fire department, so, you know, some terror threat doesn't keep the girls away either. They all show.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Lieutenant Bob Jackson.